Welcome to the Blessed Sacrament Homilies Podcast, where our mission is to help everyone recognize and experience the presence of God. We hope you are nourished and encouraged by the Word. Thank you for joining us.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one can take them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one can take them out of the Father's hand. The Father and I are one." The Gospel of the Lord. If Jesus were to call me up and say, "You know, I'm thinking of doing a revised version of the Gospels for the 21st century. What do you think I ought to do?" Well, I'd probably say, "Well, you know, some of the examples you give are profound and powerful. In fact, they all are. But some of them are slightly foreign to us because we don't live that first century Middle Eastern life. We understand the stories of the Good Shepherd, but they're not necessarily our experience. So I would suggest you need a few more dog stories." That might hit home for some of us. So I'm going to tell you a dog story. I've told bits and pieces of it, but not the whole thing. Back on January 25th of 2021, I drove down to the inner city of Detroit, right by Wayne State University, to pick up the rescue dog that I had been in process of adopting. I did absolutely everything I had to do to get qualified. I gave all references and information. I think I gave a brain biopsy, all kinds of things. And I finally got approved. Well, over that period of time, my dog was with this young lady who was working from home. So he got incredibly attached to her. And I was pleasantly surprised when I got him inside of my truck that he'd simply laid down when we pulled away. But you could almost see the look on his face as he watched her go the other way. That utter fear and abandonment. Well, I got him back here, and it was a Monday evening, and it was January, of course, so it was dark and cold. And I pulled into the garage, and I let him into the house and thought, well, he's been in the car for the last 2 hours. He must need to go outside. So I let him out the side of the rectory there, that fenced-in white area, figuring that's perfect. He's nice and safe and confined. Except I didn't realize he had the anatomy of a mouse because he was able to compress himself through a gap about this big, gone. And I watched him cruising across the parking lot into the darkness. So I ran out there, and I'm trying to find him, and I saw him on the driveway on this side of church. And every time I got within about 50 feet of him, pew, gone again. So I'm trying to figure out how in the world I'm going to convince him it's okay to come back to me. And I didn't do it right. And the last time I scared him enough that he ran out, and he's running down the middle of Ashman, 7:30 at night. I thought, he's dead. There's no way this is going to work out well. So I ran over to the house. I got a flashlight and my phone, and I started calling every number in the area that I had programmed in my phone. And I started to track him like I was tracking the fugitive through the snow, across the street, back by Royal Party Store, back across the street, through the dentist's office, and into the neighborhoods. And the first person to answer was Russ Curlin. And he said, "I'll be over in a minute." Well, he drove over. Mary Jo got on the Facebook and started putting lost dog and all that information down. Well, as I'm tracking him in somebody's backyard, hoping I don't get shot because they think I'm a burglar, he called me up and he said, I think I just saw him run between a couple of houses about half a mile away. At which point in time, the Pikes called me up and they were on their way over because they got my message. And as we were tracking him through the neighborhoods, not able to get close to him, the neatest thing happened is there were people that were living around there that joined in the hunt when they found out what was going on. And we ended up, to make a long story slightly longer, he went into a backyard that was totally enclosed. And I almost got him, and he slipped away again, but he stayed in that backyard because everybody was kind of blocking the exit. And he went into the people's garage. Well, so did I. A little bit of trespassing there. And I got him in the corner, and I grabbed a hold of him and got in the back of my truck. In fact, Tim Pike drove my truck home for me, so I didn't even want to let him go. Well, over the period of about a week and a half, it went from that to I couldn't get away from him, and I still can't. He follows me all around. And you don't know what true love and intimacy is until you never go to bathroom alone again. And that's what my life is like. But the thing is, he's come to recognize in me that I give him a place to live, a warm bed to sleep in, all the food and water that he needs, playtime and exercise and love. And he's going to be forever attached to me. Well, in a much more complex and beautiful way, that is exactly what God does for us. Gives us life and breath and family and what we need, even in moments of darkness. And never leaves us. And when Jesus talked about this relationship in that very short gospel today, he reminds us that through him and through the love of the Father, we are forever tied to God's love. And that love is going to be there no matter where we go, no matter what we do, never ever abandoning us, but always giving us strength.